It's 20 minutes after the hour 4. And if you've just tuned in, it is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. Welcome to another edition of Change in Gear with myself, Father Brian, a.k.a. Ndabaningi. And today is a pick-me-up Monday. And that was Brayu Masekela with Tuma Mina. And it's a song that is very, very dear to our current president. And it captures what he has set out to be his mission and what he has set out to be his agenda for the next few years when he is going to be in leadership. So we're very excited, and we continue praying once again for him. We continue praying for the team. We continue praying for our country. We thank God for the smooth transition that has happened. We also thank God for the graces that we've received in the past few weeks. A lot of people were speculating of what was going to happen if things had gone wrong and if things were not going to work out. But guess what? God is good, and God has made sure that we have sailed through that storm. So it's now the beginning of a new dawn. It's the beginning of a new era. And so we celebrate, and we continue to pray for our country, and we say God bless South Africa. So we're going to be joined shortly on the line by Dewa Mavinga, who is the director of the Human Rights, the Southern African Human Rights Watch. And we're going to touch base with him and see and ask and what's happening in Zimbabwe. He's currently on the ground in Zimbabwe. And we've just heard about the death of the opposition leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, who died last week here in South Africa. So we'll speak to Dewa to hear what's really happening, because there are a lot of stories that are coming up with this death. Some people are actually saying to us, the daughter and the son of the late Morgan Tsvangirai have actually appointed acting president. And is it their place? We want to know. Should they be doing that? And as who are they doing that? And there's also been drama with the family, where there's a clip that is going around that is highlighting how Morgan Tsvangirai's mother does not want to see the late's wife. And it has just emerged that Morgan Tsvangirai's mother is not even his mother. It's actually his stepmother. And what could be motivating her, and what is happening? What is happening right now? And so would like to touch base. And what is the mood in Zimbabwe at the moment? So if you've just tuned in, please thank you very much for joining in. And if you're stuck in traffic, take it easy. Please buckle up and respect other road users. And please forgive my voice if I sound a bit hoarse and croaky. And I've just been affected by this bug that is going around, and I didn't think I'd make it on the show, but here I am now, and we'll try and make things work. My voice is trying to escape, but we'll try and make the most of what is going on right now. We're trying to get hold of Dewa Mavinga now and see if we can touch base with him with what's going on in Zimbabwe. If you've just tuned in, it is 23 minutes after 4. Do not touch that dial. I'm joined on the line by Dewa Mavinga, who is the director of the Human Rights, Southern African Human Rights Watch, and he's going to share with us what is happening on the ground. Baba Dewa, good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you so much, Father Brian. How are you?
I am good. How are you, my brother?
I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you. My condolences. Let's start by saying that. My condolences to the loss that you and I both share.
Thank you so much. It's tragic that Zimbabwe has lost an icon. So I am in Harare. Mm-hmm. Together with many other thousands, hundreds of thousands of Zimbabweans who are in mourning and preparing for the burial of Morgan Tsvangirai tomorrow in his home village in Buhera.
We understand there's been a lot of drama within the party since his passing away. Take us through that. What has been happening?
Well, the thing is, when Morgan Tsvangirai died, at the time of his death, he was the leader of the main opposition, the Movement for Democratic Change. And the biggest drama is triggered by succession issues of who takes over from Tsvangirai and how. And the latter is compounded by the fact that Morgan Tsvangirai had three deputies one elected at Congress and two that he appointed in 2016. So there are, you know, tussles around what process and procedure should be followed and how one of the deputies or someone else should take over. And furthermore, it is also because Zimbabwe is facing elections, national elections in the next 5 or 6 months.
Yes.
Hogan Tsvangirai was the candidate, presidential candidate for the opposition. So he is not there anymore. And therefore, there is it's rational to say who takes over and prepares the opposition to go into elections as the presidential candidate in the place of Hogan Tsvangirai.
Mm. Do they not have a constitution that should be guiding them in through that process then?
Well, it's unclear whether there is a definitive position within the constitution or whether instead there is one authoritative document that is agreed to across the board, given that there have been a number of amendments to the party constitution over the years. So because the leader is not there anymore, there are some disputes, but I sense that perhaps after the burial of Tsvangirai, perhaps there could be a coming together to find common ground for people then to agree on a constitutional way forward.
Okay. Now let's move into what Tsvangirai meant to the people of Zimbabwe. What kind of an icon is he or was he for the nation?
Well, there is no dispute amongst Zimbabweans really that Tsvangirai was the hero and father of the democratic movement in Zimbabwe. That he was courageous and he fought tirelessly and unflinchingly against a very powerful state machinery as he fought for the establishment of a new constitution of democratic reform of human rights respect. And therefore, his legacy is that of a man who fought for the ordinary Zimbabweans, a man with the common touch, effectively a man of the people, who many times was denied of his rightful place in terms of election.
So if he meant that much to people and if he's really that icon, what we don't understand is why is the government not giving him a national hero's status?
Well, obviously, because of the extreme polarization of Zimbabwean politics, the government is a ruling party, ZANU-PF, which, in fact, over the years has been primarily responsible for the persecution and repression against Tsvangirai and his supporters because he leads the opposition. And therefore, that polarization continues to this day. So, although they are gradually accepting Tsvangirai's role as a former prime minister and statesman for Zimbabwe, they would not go as far as, you know, awarding him the highest honor of being a national hero because he belongs to the opposition and not to the main ruling ZANU-PF party.
And how has that been received by the masses?
Well, there is, you know, disgruntlement on one end, but there is also an acceptance because the state has said Hogan Tsvangirai would be afforded a state-assisted funeral. And therefore, the state is supporting with transport, with food, with logistic support, and will airlift by helicopter Hogan Tsvangirai's body from Harare to Bohera, to his village, Humanupa, for burial tomorrow. So there is an acknowledgement by Tsvangirai's family and by ordinary Zimbabweans that the government has made a contribution.
Okay.
And also, there are many people, many supporters of the MDC, who in fact did not want Hogan Tsvangirai to be buried at the national shrine.
Okay.
Because they argue that he should not be amongst the people who persecuted him for so long, who brutalized him for so long, and therefore they really would say, yes, he is a national hero, but he should be buried in his rural home next to his first wife, Susan Tsvangirai. And these are also the wishes of his family. Morgan Tsvangirai's mother clearly said that is what she wanted to happen, that Morgan should be buried next to his late Susan, who died on 6 March 2009 in a road traffic accident.
Okay. Now, we understand that there's been drama also with the family. The new wife was not allowed by the mother-in-law, who we just gather also is a stepmother. She didn't want to see her, and the mother has been performing. The children, his son and daughter, are busy appointing people to positions in the party. They don't want this Makoti to be seen at the funeral, or she's now appeared, but she was threatening suicide. What is happening with the family, Kanti?
Well, it's a huge challenge, but it's not just, you know, what is happening with Changrai's surviving spouse, Elizabeth, is a reflection of a huge problem in Zimbabwe, that of the, you know, this, you know, inheritance of widows.
Yes.
It's a widespread problem where, on the death of the husband, widows are ostracized, accused of all kinds of things, cheating, witchcraft, or being responsible for the death of the husband.
Indeed.
And we see it playing out now in the case of Elizabeth. And really, there has been an appeal already from the leadership of the party and the family to allow Elizabeth to mourn her late husband, and also to ensure that her rights as a widow are protected. That's very important. The laws of the country of Zimbabwe do protect the rights of widows, but sometimes they are not implemented. Sometimes widows are too afraid to assert their rights because of the stigma, the social stigma, you know, of what is being said, the whispers, the rumors,
yes,
you know, what's in the papers. And we see it now that Elizabeth has become a high-profile victim of a widow facing ostracization and deportation by the family of her late husband.
It's very sad for that to be happening in 2018. But anyhow, we hope they'll come to some kind of resolution, and we hope justice will be served to Elizabeth and her family.
We all hope for that, Father Brand. That's what we're hoping for, and we hope that Changrai's legacy will live on, and that the struggle that he has left midway through will continue unabated and undebated.
Baba Dewa, thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for taking your time to share with us what's happening and for the feedback. We wish you all the best, and be assured of our prayers, and be assured of our continuous intercession for the country from now until the end.
Thank you so much, Father Brian, for having me on the show.
If you've just tuned in, this is Radio Veritas 576 AM. It's exactly 23 minutes before the hour 5. Do not touch that dial.